Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
If we could talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. We'd study elephants and eagles.
Dr. Doolittle could talk to the animals because he learned their language. But it would be much easier if the animals would just learn to speak ours. And some have tried, as Living on Earth's Ike Sriskanjaraja found out at the New England Aquarium.
Half a dozen kids pressed their faces against the tanks at the aquarium, laughing and pointing at the strange and beautiful procession of octopus and jellyfish and shark. And they're very impressed when I tell them that among all these exotic creatures, there once was one, a seal that could speak English.
No.
Whoa, that's so cool.
No, it can't.
Can it?
That is the coolest thing ever.
How did you do it?
Wait, are you serious?
No, what's his name?
Hoover.
His name was Hoover, and that's Cheryl Graham, a lead trainer at the New England Aquarium.
Hoover was a very famous seal here in Boston. He was on TV a couple times and radio, and he was famous for talking.
Yeah, that's right. This seal could talk. And how he obtained that human skill is a pretty good story. Before he was loved by all of New England, Hoover was all alone. He was an orphaned pup living on the coast of Maine when he was found.
I believe the guy probably was a fisherman. His name was George Swallow.
George, coming home one night, saw this hungry seal pup and tossed him a few pieces of bait. They disappeared. So George threw him a few more.
Part of why he was named Hoover was that he ate huge volumes of fish, much like a Hoover vacuum cleaner. He would just suck all the fish down.
When George was all out of herring, he walked down the beach with Hoover scooting right behind. And as he got to his truck, George looked at the helpless pup, and he couldn't just leave him. So he drove Hoover home.
And they had a little salt pond in their backyard,
where Hoover was very comfortable. George would spend hours back there just hanging out with Hoover and chatting. Literally.
And if you kind of picture yourself in George Swallow's backyard talking to Hoover, you can see George saying, "Hello there, Hoover. Hey there, Hoover. Hey, get out of there, Hoover. Hey, Hoover."
And they lived happily together. George looked out for Hoover, and Hoover looked up to George, becoming better and better at echoing him right on down to the Maine accent. But George knew he couldn't keep the seal forever. For one thing, Hoover was eating him out of house and herring.
George said, "He's going to be too big for me, and, you know, it's not practical." So George brought him here to the aquarium and said, "Okay, you guys are going to take good care of him." By the way, he talks.
Hoover's talent went unrecognized at first. In fact, his handlers thought he had a neurological disorder.
So he was just huffing and puffing, and he would tip his head back, and he would spin in a circle, and he would utter these vocalizations. And at first, the trainers thought that he was having seizures. Then they started hearing the word Hoover. "Hey, hey, hey, hello there, get out of here, hey, Hoover." He had a Maine accent.
Yeah.
Always makes me cough.
And in the aquarium's archives, there's an actual recording of Hoover.
"Excuse me, can I sneak in there with my microphone? Thank you."
Back in 1985, a visitor reached his microphone into the seal tank. Hoover wasn't shy. He kept right on talking. Hoover died shortly after this tape was made. He received an obituary in the Boston Globe, the first and only seal to receive such an honor. They called him the aquarium's ambassador to the world. Even today, Hoover's mission lives on in his grandson.
We call him Chuck for short. His real name is Chakota.
Cheryl's been working with Hoover's grandson, honing his vocal talent for the past 14 years.
He's a very good-looking guy, yes. He's a very smart seal.
Chuck glides up to the shore, he looks me right in the eyes, and like a born ambassador, he welcomes me to his land.
"Say whatever you feel like saying."
"Hi.
Good.
It's obvious I don't understand. So Chuck and Cheryl try again.
Listen. Hi. Good. But we'll ask for a how are you right now. So listen. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
And just in case you didn't catch that, I'm filled with a feeling you can only get when a seal with saliva and herring guts dripping out of his mouth asks you how you're doing.
Good, Chuck. Good.
Chuck is not as eloquent as his grandfather, but it's not for lack of trying. He spent 14 years learning our language. All that effort, it doesn't quite seem fair.
Have you tried speaking more in seal speak to them?
Actually, no.
Now, who among us might have the gravelly, guttural pipes to meet Chuck halfway? Who could be our ambassador to the seal world?
Starving in the belly, starving in the belly, starving in the belly of a whale. Oh, no, starving in the belly, starving in the belly, starving in the belly of a whale.
That's Tom Waits. And for Living on Earth, I'm Ike Sriskandaraja.
On the next Living on Earth, it's an old profession opening the irrigation canals to bring water for crops.
San Harrow's ditch tender. It depends on what part of the country you're from, but everybody has a San Harrow. Anywhere you run water, there's somebody that actually has to control it because the water doesn't deliver itself.
A day in the life of a San Harrow, next time on Living on Earth.